This is Senator Bob Dole. Tax reform is on its way. Let's make certain it doesn't surprise the people with a secret tax increase. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, all along we've agreed on the need to reform taxes without raising them. And we've done that if you count taxes paid over a five-year period. But most people pay taxes every year. And unless we do something, they could face a big tax increase next year, 1987. The problem is the bill could take away special tax breaks 6 months before the new lower rate cuts begin. That stagger effect would make taxes go up some $20 billion next year, and Ted, that's not fair. In 1981, Republicans gave taxpayers relief by stopping inflation from pushing them into higher brackets. Unfortunately, you wouldn't help then. This time, how about making up with the American taxpayers?
Bob, your positions are like the weather. Wait a while and they change. Only a few weeks ago, you urged us to keep the stagger in tax reform and use the revenues to meet our deficit reduction targets. That idea sank as soon as you floated it, Bob, and it's good to see you've finally changed your mind. Tax reform ought to be just that, reform, not a tax increase. Close the loopholes and use the revenues to cut tax rates for average taxpayers. While we're at it, Bob, we also need to correct one other major flaw in the Senate bill. You Republicans skimped on tax relief for the middle class so that wealthy corporations could retain their unfair tax loopholes. The House bill makes those tax dodges cough up and gives twice as much relief to the middle class. That's real tax reform, Bob, and that's the version that ought to pass. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the tricks he's using to block an embarrassing Senate vote on the Manion nomination. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.